The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily Namala with your host Namala Ahmed. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daily Namala is a weekly chat show where I discuss a variety of topics ranging from the general affairs, travel, like life tips, like Islam, like Islamically topics and anything I've been up to lately, and so as interviews as well. Inshallah, you guys, hopefully you guys are having a beautiful week, an okay week, and let's go on with the episode. And these episode comes out every Sunday evening, and ensure you guys enjoy it, and let's go on with the episode. So this week we're looking at basically this week I'll be continuing the series on the 99 names of Allah SWT, meanings, Quran, Hadith series, as well as I'm gonna be talking about Iktihar and a bit on later. So ensure you guys enjoy it. Let's go on the episode. So it's time for the meanings, Quran, Hadiths, for the 99 names of Allah SWT series. This week we're looking at Al-Khaliq, which is the creator. So Bismillah. Al-Khaliq, the creator, the one who brings everything from non-existent to existent. Al-Khaliq is the one who creates things from nothing with no precedent. He creates what he pleases and in a perfect manner. He is the only one who determines when, how, and what he created, and does so from nothing. Meanings from the Quran and Hadiths. Roots KHLQ, which basically means the measures accuracy to determine the proper amount of proportion to something. To proportion one thing according to another. To create something based on the pattern or mold or model, which one has diverse, to bring a thing from into existence to from non-existent. Allah SWT is the creator of all things, and He is all over all things. Disposer of affairs. That's from Quran 39:62. That is Allah SWT, your Lord. There is no deny except Him, the creator of all things. So worship Him, and He is disposed of all things. That's from the Quran 602. And no, He is not who create the heaven and the earth. Ability to create the like of Him. Yes, if it is so, He is the knowing creator. 36:81 from the Quran. And the last one, that is Allah SWT, your Lord, the creation of all things. There is no denying except Him. So how are you deluded? From the Quran 40:62. So JazakAllah here for listening as always. Next week we're looking at the name of Al Bari, and ensure you guys enjoy it, and you can listen more of the series next week, inshallah. So now I'm gonna play you guys a nasheed, which is one of my favorite nasheed, and it has like a meaning to it, like to believe in yourself. Which is I Believe by Mahin Zain featuring Ifari Maki, I think I say it. And after the nasheed break, I will be talking about Iktihar and later Qadr. So ensure you guys enjoy it. And I'll see you after the nasheed break.
Searching for the light, and you see no hope in sight. Be sure and have no doubt, He is always close to you. He's He's the one who knows you best. He knows what's in your heart. You'll find your peace at last if you just have faith in Him. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. My biggest wish is to see you one day. Harmony. He fought for peace and liberty, and never would he hurt anything. He was a mercy for mankind, a teacher till the end of time. No creature could be compared with him, so full of light and blessings. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. God will to me one day, 'cause I believe, I believe. Surely they will fade away if you just believe what is meant to see. Just open your heart and let His love flow through.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namala, which is Namala Abed. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed I Believe by Mahin Zainan. Iqra Makar, I think it is. So I'm going to talk about Iqra and Layla Tukutu. So I'll do Layla Tukutu. Because the Iqra is a more detailed. I'm going to do like a basic version of Layla Tukutu. Well, not really busy, you know what I mean, because I want to talk more of it next week. So, yeah. Enjoy, you guys enjoy. So, Layla Tukutu is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. However, it's like four between one of the odd nights. So it could be the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th. Most scholars think it was like they were four under the 27th or 29th. But honestly, just like, this is a beautiful last day, 10 days. I know people stay up during these last 10 days. Like, the Quran and do zikr and all that. And it's just a beautiful thing because it's like important. Like this is where the month of Ramadan is, the month of the Quran, and we should cherish every single moment. So it's the last 10. Well, I say the last 10 days, it meant the last 10 nights. And it's just a beautiful, just try and do as much as you can during that time. Because you never know, later you're going to come forward under those odd nights. And yeah, that's really the basic. I was going to do more of that, but then I want to do a bit more next week. Yeah, just to make it easier. So you should guys enjoy it. So now I'm going to talk about Ithaca and what it is and what you're supposed to do, and then show you guys enjoy it. Ithaca is basically means for the last 10 days / night, you would be like isolated, like in the room if you're doing at home or in the masjid, and dedicate your time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship to Him. And this usually happens from sunset on the 20th of Ramadan to the last day of Ramadan, like when the moon's off east side. And this still happens even from those like 29 days or 20 days. You can sit in Ithaca for any other days of the year, for any amount, like any duration. This is known as Mustahib. So basically you do your five namaz, so five prayer, and then you do like learn about Islam and maybe read the Quran, memorize it, and then like women can like come to the mosque if they got the space to, otherwise they can just do it at home in the room where they be disturbed and meditate. Like, it is normal to eat and drink as well, but you got to remember you're fasting during the day. But you can like eat like as hairy and suhoor, the suhoor and iftar, and like talk about good things, read Islam and do all the good things. And things to avoid is foul talking, buying or selling things in the masjid, having a fight with someone and disturbing some people and bringing too many items. Things that nourish, going out for some needs and staying even after the needs addressed, leaving your place without any reason, having unwanted company while you're in her. It's intention. You can't really go anywhere during that time. You're like in that mindset and that peacefulness. So yeah, JazakAllah for listening as always. Inshallah you guys enjoy the episode. Stay tuned as always for next week, and until then, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away, and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.